I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Through the many human generations, activists have risked their own comfort, safety, and even their lives to help lead their fellow citizens further into the light of justice. Abolition, suffrage for women, labor unions, free speech, civil rights, the anti-war movement, women's rights, environmentalism, gay rights, anti-racism. Recent injustice reminds us that we still have a long way to go. And yet these and other social movements have been pivotal to helping foster greater self-determination and opportunity among the many groups of people calling this nation home. Following the news, watching video clips of peaceful protests, or spotting images of people guided by conscience to manifest in the streets, I feel immense gratitude. I am thankful for the vast crowds the world over who march in an attempt to bring about long overdue social change. I'm thankful for the organizers in my own community whose efforts made it possible for me to stand up and speak out for what I too believe. I'm grateful for their imaginations capable of envisioning social institutions as different and better than the ones we've grown used to. I'm grateful for their voices, their feet, their hands, their hearts, their resilience in the face of criticism, fear, and threat. Today's poem, Aracelis Germay's You Are Who I Love, is an offering to the beautiful souls working for the health and healing of human culture. You Are Who I Love by Aracelis Germay. You, selling roses out of a silver grocery cart. You, in the park, feeding the pigeons. You, cheering for the bees. You, with cats in your voice in the morning, feeding cats. You, protecting the river. You are who I love, delivering babies, nursing the sick. You, with henna on your feet and a gold star in your nose. You, taking your medicine, reading the magazines. You, looking into the faces of young people as they pass, smiling and saying, "All right," which, they know it, means, "I see you, family. I love you. Keep on." You, dancing in the kitchen, on the sidewalk, in the subway, waiting for the train, because Stevie Wonder, Hector Lavoe, La Lupe. You, stirring the pot of beans. You, washing your father's feet. You are who I love. You, reciting Darwish, then June, feeding your heart, teaching your parents how to do the Dougie, counting to 10, reading your patient's charts. You are who I love, changing policies, standing in line for water, stocking the food pantries, making a meal. You are who I love, writing letters, calling the senators. You who, with the seconds of your body, with your time here, arrive on buses, on trains, in cars, by foot to stand in the January streets against the cool and brutal offices, saying, "Your cruelty does not speak for me." You are who I love. You struggling to see. You struggling to love or find a question. You better than me. You kinder and so blistering with anger. You are who I love, standing in the wind, salvaging the umbrellas, graduating from school, wearing holes in your shoes. You are who I love, weeping or touching the faces of the weeping. You, Violeta Parra, grateful for the alphabet, for sound, singing toward us in the dream. You, carrying your brother home. You, noticing the butterflies, sharing your water, sharing your potatoes and greens. You who did and did not survive. You who cleaned the kitchens. You who built the railroad tracks and roads. You who replanted the trees, listening to the work of squirrels and birds. You are who I love. You whose blood was taken, whose hands and lives were taken, with or without your saying, yes, I mean to give. You are who I love. You who the borders crossed. You whose fires. You decent with rage, so in love with the earth. You writing poems alongside children. You cactus. Water, sparrow, crow. You, my elder, you are who I love, summoning the courage, making the cobbler, getting the blood drawn, sharing the difficult news. You, always planting the marigolds, learning to walk wherever you are, learning to read wherever you are. You, baking the bread. You come to me in dreams, you kissing the faces of your dead, wherever you are, speaking to your children in your mother's languages, tootsing the birds. You are who I love, behind the library desk, leaving who might kill you, crying with the love songs, polishing your shoes, lighting the candles, getting through the first day despite the whisperers sniping, fail, fail, fail. You are who I love. You who beat and did not beat the odds. You who knows that any good thing you have is the result of someone else's sacrifice, work. You who fights for reparations. You are who I love. You who stands at the courthouse with the sign that reads, no justice, no peace. You are who I love, singing Leonard Cohen to the snow. You, with glitter on your face, wearing a kilt and violet lipstick. You are who I love, sighing in your sleep. You, playing drums in the procession. You feeding the chickens and humming as you hem the skirt. You sharpening the pencil. You writing the poem about the loneliness of the astronaut. You wanting to listen. You trying to be so still. You are who I love, mothering the dogs, standing with the horses. You in brightness and in darkness, throwing your head back as you laugh, kissing your hand, you carrying the berberet from the mill and the jug of oil pressed from the olives of the trees you belong to, you studying stars, you are who I love, braiding your child's hair, you are who I love, crossing the desert and trying to cross the desert, you are who I love, working the shifts to buy books, rice, tomatoes, bathing your children as you listen to the lecture, heating the kitchen with the oven, up early, up late. You are who I love, learning English, learning Spanish, drawing flowers on your hand with a ballpoint pen, taking the bus home. You are who I love, speaking plainly about your pain, sucking your teeth at the airport terminal television every time the politicians say something that offends your sense of decency, of thought, which is often. You are who I love, throwing your hands up in agony or disbelief, shaking your head, arguing back, out loud or inside of yourself, holding close your incredulity, which, yes, too, I love. I love your working heart, how each of its gestures, tiny or big, stand beside my own agony, building a forest there, how fuck you becomes a love song. You are who I love, carrying the signs, packing the lunches with the rain on your face. You at the edges and shores, in the rooms of quiet, in the rooms of shouting, in the airport terminal, at the bus depot, saying no. And each of us looking out from the gorgeous unlikelihood of our lives at all, finding ourselves here, witnesses to each other's tenderness, which this moment is fury, is rage, which this moment is another way of saying, you are who I love. You are who I love. You and you and you are who. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts on the web at arts.gov.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.